Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about spirituality, healing, energy, alternative medicine, higher levels of consciousness, and other insights. We're glad you're here. During the show, you can join the conversation by calling 646-727-3206 or join the Transformation Cafe live chat. Create a username by registering with Blog Talk Radio. Transformation Cafe, a fun way to nourish your spirit. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
Okay, we want to thank you for
welcome to the Transformation Cafe.
Have you mushed out? My goodness. My goodness. He, like, he just loves doing that so much, he wants to do it again. Some of these announcer guys, what are you going to do with them? As soon as they start out, you just can't get them to quit. There you go. Anyway, hi, this is one of your regular diners here at the Transformation Cafe. I am Robin, and great to see you guys tonight. We have Mr. Jamie. Mr. Jamie, how are you tonight?
Mr. Jamie's sneaking in the back door. He's doing okay. Calling from Seattle, Washington.
Well, that's what happens. Sometimes the valets are just kind of slow to get your car, so you have to take a little more time to come in and scoot it to the table. So we totally understand that, dude. That's okay. So how is it in beautiful Seattle tonight?
It's not as nice as it is down there, but I actually heard some thunder this morning about 10 o'clock.
Oh, that's interesting.
And we had some rainy weather. We usually have a little bit of fog or rain in the morning, and then it kind of balances out, but it's not, it's about 60 degrees, and, you know, it's kind of like that. It
okay,
is October,
well, that's
by
good.
The way.
Yes, I've heard that. I'm glad you're confirming that it is October. That's very, very good. Yeah, actually, I'm in Southern California, and we've been cooling down. On Sunday we had 90, and then we went to 80 degrees. Today it was like in the upper 70s. Tomorrow we're supposed to be getting in the 60s with rain. So there you go. You know, it's just like every day is different. So it just makes it very, very interesting. Well, tonight we have a guest chef with us. Her name is Jill Lee, and I had the pleasure of meeting Jill back, I think, in July. Wasn't it July, Jill?
Yes,
July.
It was indeed.
Yes, yes, and I've had the opportunity. She has a newsletter with her website, which is Energy, the Healing, EnergyHealingInstitute.org, and if you go to her newsletter that she has there, from August through this month, I'm going to be having 3 installments on her newsletter, which I totally thank her for that. And I was doing some stuff with my Flower Wisdom, and if you guys want to go over and check that out, that's really cool. So again, that's www.energyhealinginstitute.org, if you want to go check that out where we're talking. And Jill has just such a wonderful history of the healing, these modalities that she does, and with her institute that she started. We've got tons of questions here. So, you started back in 1991. My goodness.
.org.
So how did you start knowing that you were intuitive and you had a different stuff going on? How did that work?
Well,
for you?
Gosh, I really, as a kid, knew that or learned that I did things a little bit differently than other kids. But when I really kind of put it all down, and when I was an adult and a very young mother, all of the ability to read energy that I had sort of tucked away came back. I moved to a piece of property in Maine at the time, and I had used to be really good at talking with birds, with owls and with hawks. And when I moved back to the property, this owl sort of started it all up again with me, and remembered everything that I'd forgotten. So that was back in 91, and I started studying energy back then because it became clear to me as an adult that what I was doing as a child wasn't what everybody was doing around me, and that I wanted to figure out what I was doing and how I was doing it and if there was an appropriate way to connect in with the energy of other people or other beings and entities. So that's how it all started.
Well, that sounds like a very deep and a complex story that you just really summarized in just a few sentences. So good for you. It sounded like it was way more complicated than that. So one thing that I was really excited to talk to you about was the energy hygiene that you have. Now, if you go to the website, what she has is she's offered a free webinar that they have a part of the Institute's offerings there. And it's actually like, isn't it three YouTubes that you put together? That's like one of your workshops?
Actually, I have some video out on YouTube. The webinar is something that I run live. So when people come to that free webinar, it's me in real time. Good or for bad.
Okay.
I usually hope it's for good, but I teach several chakra-based skills in that webinar. And it's really designed to give people a taste of how they can work with their chakras and how they can work with their energy field, and affect within themselves how they are engaging with others. For example, some people are sensitive. You know, they take on other people's energy. They don't like to go to malls. They don't like crowds. There are ways in which, over time, their lives get kind of limited because they get so lit up and so over-amped by being around other people. And if you can learn to work with your chakras and dial some of them down and dial others up in terms of how much energy they are pulling in, then you don't have to stop doing your life. You can actually reset your energy and teach your energy body to do things differently. So
can we back up for just a second and remind for people who aren't familiar with chakras, can we tell them what that is, just in case we've got some new listeners on the line? I want to make sure that we're kind of clear about what a chakra is. Yeah,
absolutely. Chakras are energy centers that are inside of the physical body, and obviously, if we were to cut one of our listeners open tonight and say let's find a chakra, we wouldn't find anything because they are made of energy. But if you're attending to your energy centers, you can tune in and actually find them. And they are energy centers that are metabolizing energy from your aura, which is a field of influence that surrounds the energy body. And they metabolize that energy to manifest your life. So there are seven primary chakras that are located inside of the body, and they start in the pelvis and move up to the top of the head. And the word chakra is Sanskrit, and it does mean wheel. And so they are a whirling ball of energy that your body then takes and uses to do its physical experience.
Now, can you actually see the chakras, or are you just feeling the energy of the chakras on your, like, personal level?
I see them because I'm a clairvoyant. Lots of people feel them. They feel them because they're clairsentient. But I'm a trained clairvoyant, so I've been trained to look at energy.
Yeah, and the way that I was trained, I actually feel it more than I see it.
And, you know, clairsentience is feeling energy, and that's really the most common form that people have. Most people are able to feel the energy of others. For example, Robin, if you were to go to a party and walk into the room, as soon as you got through the door, you'd be able to feel if the energy of the party was great and it was going to be a fun night, or you might feel, gee, I wish I was home watching Bonanza reruns. And
yeah, that's true. That's true.
So that's clairsentience.
Yeah, I actually went to a baby shower this weekend, and there was about 30 women there, and they all had conversations kind of going on. I got to a point where I was like, okay, I think we're going to go outside for a little while. So there you go. Everyone was all excited about everything going on. So, you know, and I actually had a niece who came with us, and she was overwhelmed because she's still learning about being able to ground herself, be in a place of protection, and things that she needs to do for herself. So she was definitely in an overloaded situation. So I, you know, wanted to offering to take her home so she could not have to be dealing with that until you kind of learn better. So that's good too. So how do you guys? I love the idea of energy hygiene because I mean it's such a it seems like a duh that we would have that we would need that and that information out there. But how did you guys figure out that it's something that you wanted to be teaching and have it a part of your curriculum for the Institute?
Well, you know, there several things were happening. One is I had a practice in Boston. I've recently relocated to the West Coast, but when I was in Boston, I had a really large healing practice, and I had sort of two forms of clients. I had people who were coming through the door who were interested in energy for their own purposes. You know, they wanted mm-hmm. to learn about the chakras and so forth. And then the other group of people were healing practitioners who were finding that their practices were shrinking, or that they were contemplating giving up their practice, or they were feeling burned out from their practice because they were overwhelmed with the amount of energy that they were taking on behalf of their clients. Mm-hmm. And so energy hygiene really fits both circumstances. People who are not in a healing practice but who are interested in understanding, gee, what can I do so that when I relate with others, I take really good care of myself at an energy level, the energy hygiene is going to work beautifully for them because they can learn to set chakras, they can learn to ground, as you said, they can learn all kinds of skills for managing their energy. And for healing practitioners, it gives them the tools that they need to manage both the interaction, the therapeutic interaction, if you will, the part where you might sit down and say, my knee hurts, or I'm really anxious, or I've been dealing with depression or whatever, and you sort of talk that part through before you move into whatever else you do in your practice. And mm-hmm. and so it helps both sides of the equation. And it just became really clear to me that, in fact, my hypothesis is if we learned energy hygiene when we went to kindergarten, then uh-huh. I really believe we'd be living in a different world right now, because we wouldn't care what other people eat for breakfast. You know, we wouldn't need to mind other people's business in the way that we do now. And we would be able to sort of set energy boundaries that allow other people to be in their experience and for us as individuals to be in our own experience.
Well, I'd want to even push it back to when you're born and you basically are coming into an environment where everybody knew their own energy. Gosh, wouldn't that be
exactly.
wonderful?
Wouldn't that be amazing?
I know. We would have totally different kinds of kids. My gosh, yeah. Forget kindergarten.
We would.
But even kindergarten, I mean, I'm sure capitalism and all that would be different because all of us wouldn't be caring as much as we do about, you know, keeping up with the Joneses. So there you go.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I agree
have
with
that
you.
Also. So when you're doing your live webinar, do you have to sign up for that ahead of time, or how do people know that you're going to be having that if they want to participate?
Well, the information goes out across the social media outlets that the webinar is available. It's in my newsletter. It's on the website. But, yes, I do ask for a registration because they have to dial in to the webinar,
right.
And we have to send that kind of information out. But it's right there on the website if people want to join. I believe there's one coming up this week, maybe Thursday afternoon, Thursday late evening, or about 7 o'clock East Coast time, I think. And I'd be delighted to have anyone join.
Okay. And again, if you guys want to go and kind of pre-register for that, you can go to the energyhealinginstitute.org. and be able to check that out. And so is it the same topic every time, or what are you guys going to be talking about on Thursday?
The free webinar is the same topic every time. It's called Own and Hone Your Embodiment. And in the hour and 15 minutes, we cover a little bit about the chakras and the aura, and then we move into three different skills, one for setting the chakras, another one for partnering the chakras, sort of leveraging the partnerships that exist between the chakras and using them consciously. And mm-hmm. then I teach a grounding skill. And they're really sort of three fundamental skills for getting started with energy work.
Okay, great. I'm gonna invite my niece to check that out for herself because I think that would be great.
Fantastic.
You're going to have, I love a lot of great, information of that. Well, you know, I mean, have you been dealing with a lot of people where they have these leaks, they don't necessarily know that they're leaking and that there's a level of hygiene that needs to be on a conscious level, so they're going to the doctors and stuff and they're going the pharmaceutical route instead and just trying to buffer and numb themselves on whatever level just because they don't really know any other way of going?
Yes, it happens all the time. And, you know, it's so thrilling as a practitioner to see someone very rapidly be able to migrate off of the chemical substances and onto very simple practices. Once you learn these practices, they're your tools for life. You know, you pay for them once and you've got them forever. And mm-hmm. And watching people really move into a relationship with their energy and start to understand that energy is, when you're working with your energy, you're doing root cause work. You know, if you have something going on in your system, if you've got an anxiety problem, if you've got an autoimmune situation, energy is at the root of whatever is happening in your life. So mm-hmm. rather than treating a symptom, you know, anxiety is a symptom of something. It's not really mm-hmm. The root cause. And so if you learn to work at the root cause level with energy, you can start to really migrate your experience in a lot of different ways. And it's mm-hmm. really powerful. It kind of puts the power back where it belongs. One of the big phrases that we use at Energy Healing Institute just all the time is that we're teaching people to be their own healer. And uh-huh. so, you know, I love to work myself out of a job. I don't want people dependent on me to make them feel better. I want to help them help themselves feel better. And that's the whole purpose of energy hygiene, is to be your own healer.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Well, just so empowering, too, because I'm seeing you can walk around and you're a model of just, you know, somebody who's self-contained, has their own energy going on with all that. And people are kind of looking at you like, hey, how come you're different? What happened? You know,
yeah.
I'm sure that there's some kind of a sense where people, even if they can't put their finger on it, they're just sensing something different with you because you're no longer leaking or whatever kind of thing. So, it's, you know, when you talk
Absolutely.
About leaking energy or feeding off other people, so does that get into the psychic vampires and all that kinds of stuff as well?
It's so funny you should say that. I saw something on Facebook today about vampires, and I have such a different take on it. You know, with the vampire concept, we kind of make the other person wrong for feeding off of our energy, when in reality,
uh-huh.
we're allowing it. If we are setting our energy in such a way that we are vulnerable to that, when in fact we can learn how not to do that, then it's really never about the other person. It's always about the self. And
That's
so I actually wrote a blog post a few months ago called Emotional Vampires? Really? Because it's not about them. It is about you and the way you set your energy. And learning how to, for example, one of the chakras that gets heavily enrolled in that whole vampire thing is the second chakra. And that chakra
uh-huh.
is two fingers below the navel. And that
uh-huh.
chakra is the seat of the emotions. And what that chakra is designed to do is keep you informed about your own emotions. But chakras have filters. They have petals that open and close. And when that second chakra's petals are too open, then you're taking on everybody else's emotions. You're not holding
mm-hmm.
your own. You're taking on everybody else's. That's how vampiring happens, is through a second chakra that's too open. So
mm.
I teach people to think about the chakra as having a vegetable steamer on the front of it. And
mm-hmm.
so, a vegetable steamer, if you're going to put it away in your cupboard, you can fold the petals down and kind of take up less space with that vegetable steamer. Well, if you have
Ooh.
A vegetable steamer on the front of your chakra and you can learn to tune into the chakra, pretend that it has petals on it, imagine that it has petals on it, and then close those petals down, you're looking for about 25% open on that second chakra. And if you can
mm-hmm.
learn to have it only open about 25%, then you'll be in touch with your own emotions and you won't take on everybody else's. And I really call that the stopping the madness strategy, because
yeah.
it stops the craziness of taking on other people's stuff. And the thing that's great about that, learning to regulate that second chakra, is that whatever emotions are your go-to emotions, like some people tend to get angry. They may be hurt, but they do anger. Some people mm-hmm. have anxiety problems. Other people have issues with depression. If mm-hmm. you are, if your go-to emotion is something like anxiety and your second chakra is open all the time, you're going to vibrate anxiety into your field, which means you're going to have more and more and more anxiety. Once that energy comes into your body can't tell the difference between it being your own anxiety and, you know, Joey Schmutzer from down the street. So, mm-hmm. so learning to close that second chakra stops the intake of the emotional energies that don't really support you anyway, like anxiety mm-hmm. or depression or fear or whatever. Pick one.
No, I don't want to pick any of them.
Okay.
Leave those emotions alone. Yeah, we'll just leave those guys alone. So I don't know why, but I'm thinking, so when it comes to things like that, when somebody is autistic or saying has Asperger's, because that's getting to be so much more on the planet, you know, what's really going on with that when it comes to levels of energy? Now, I this would be an interesting conversation for you and I to have, because really from my understandings, it's basically we've got the next generations coming in and they're getting actually, you know, wired differently for handling the new vibrational energies that are on the earth and how we're shifting into, you know, different, you know, senses of reality. But they're basically wired totally different. So they're looking at their perspective from something different as well. So interesting to see how you feel about that.
Well, I think there's a lot of truth to that. I think we are seeing, as the energies on the planet are shifting, I think we are seeing some really big differences in how our kids are coming in these days. I have found that in general, just not even speaking about EHI's work, but in general, vibrational medicine is so powerful with kids who are on, I do not like this phrase, the autism spectrum, but mm-hmm. it's an easy one to sort of get it all out there. Mm-hmm. Vibrational medicine does amazing things. Homeopathy, acupuncture, flower essences, energy hygiene skills. I did a workshop a few years ago at a conference. It was called the Whole Child Conference, and it was about kids who were you know, born with these or living with these Asperger's and autistic type experiences. And we worked with the parents to give them some skills to take back and work with their kids. And I heard such great things about how much more connected the kids were because they weren't so overstimulated. Because that is often one of the challenges. Same thing with, you know, kids who are on the ADD and ADHD, you know, on that curve, giving uh-huh. them some practices so that they are not so overstimulated makes a huge difference. And I would love to see zero drugs in these kids. I am convinced that with things like nutrition and mm-hmm. vibrational medicine and those kinds of more holistic measures that we can see a difference in these kids. Really big difference.
Well, just from what you've shared, I can see totally how it'd be interesting that the fact that the parents are getting involved and they're coming from a new approach about the way that they're dealing with the energies, and then they go to the kids, it just creates that much more of a synergy, the energy that is coming in a sense of, you know, options as opposed to just not knowing. But the kids are sensing that on whatever level, too. So there's levels of connection and just a different perspective that they never really even thought about before. So that's really exciting. Yeah.
It is. It really is.
Yeah, I'm a real big believer that a lot of, you know, what these kids are dealing with is so much with nutrition, and between the media and nutrition, if that could be toned down and have it be as, or, as fresh and organic from the earth as possible, so that, you know, they're really getting just the essence of, you know, what's going on. I mean, everybody needs to go that direction for just our wellness and everything.
But then
minimizing, media as much as possible too. You know, teaching these kids how to meditate, and everybody should sit down and meditate. Okay. We've been in a totally different place than we all. I know. One of my dreams is just, people go to stadiums instead of watching baseball games, we go and meditate together. I think that would be so awesome. But, that's one of my dreams. And then we went to have drumming circles or something instead. That would be awesome, too.
Absolutely. Well, I'd love to have them go and run around the stadium for a while and work out some of their physical energy instead of sitting and playing a video game and then meditate, have a move.
Well,
have joy dancing.
Yeah, joy dancing with drums and the percussion, and then everybody can sit down and we can all sing Kumbaya together. There we go.
My favorite song.
I know. Going back to Girl Scouts here, Kumbaya. Okay. So what have you got coming up, real quick, that you want to be promoting for the institute here, besides your webinar on Thursday?
The free webinar is your basic teaser to get people interested in the idea of energy hygiene, and then they are invited to consider the idea of coming to some of the paid webinars, and I have five of them. I have one on the chakras, I have two on auras, and then I have two webinars that are geared for healing practitioners, one for managing the therapeutic interactions and the other for working when you're doing any kind of hands-on healing techniques. And so that's really the work that EHI is most excited about right now. And so I would love to have people come to the free webinar, get a little taste of what's going on, and then consider those paid webinars. Each one of those five webinars is 4 weeks. They run for 4 weeks, and they're about an hour and 15 minutes a session. And so at the end of a webinar, you have five or six new skills to play with as part of your energy hygiene toolkit. So love to have people join me.
Yeah, and I'm actually just looking at the pricing matrix that you have on that as well. So depending on how many that you order, you've got different kinds of discounts with things like that, depending on how many people, how many things they want to add to their programs and stuff like that. So
yes.
And again, this is just stuff for self-care and then, being able to assist other people with them. I love how you have embodiment. That's very nice. To hone your own embodiment. Yeah, very, very nice. So, definitely come over to the website, check that out, because there's all kinds of wonderful information and stuff like that that's going to be going on with that. How exciting, all this different kinds of work that you're doing. That's very, very exciting.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah. I was talking to a friend of mine that has a friend of hers that has a daughter that is autistic, and it seems to be there's a trend now that a lot of the younger kids that are just coming in that aren't talking, they really don't talk to about 3 or 4 years old. And we had a theory that, they're so telepathic that these kids really aren't feeling a need to communicate until they realize, I guess I got to talk because, that's kind of how they're doing it down here. It isn't a matter of being telepathic.
Well, you may be right. You may be right. I think it is interesting.
Yeah, because they're just like, look around and go, am I going to get way more if I talk than if I don't talk?
It's true.
And
I shared that
with her, and she was looking at me like, I think you're right. And I'm thinking, because I watch kids, little kids about that age, looking at on the playground together, and they just kind of look at each other like they totally understand each other. And there's no conversation kind of going on. They make faces and stuff, but it's not like they're really saying anything. So it's just really amazing when it looks like stuff, you're coming, they're telepathic, and they're animals and everything else that they're interacting with. There's not really a conversation besides the fact they're all just kind of looking at each other and connecting in that way. So it's very, very interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I want to thank Jill for being on her show. We're only a half an hour show. It just goes so super fast. And want to thank you again. And again, reminding everybody to go over to her website, which is energyhealinginstitute.org. And, you know, participate in this Thursday night class and get yourself some energy hygiene. And you'll be thanking yourself and everybody else. So thank you, Jill. It was a great show.
You're very welcome. Have a great evening.
Thank you. We'll see you guys here next time at the Transformation Cafe.
This has been another wonderful evening filled with lively and unusual dinner conversation and you. We are so glad you decided to join us. You make it special, and we are always happy to hear from you at Transformation Cafe. You can find out more about the people on our shows by clicking on our website, transformation-cafe.com, and checking out where all our other previous shows are available on demand, or here at Blog Talk Radio, Transformation Cafe. If you are interested in appearing as a guest chef, you can email us at show@transformation-cafe.com. Thanks again. Travel well, and we will see you next time here at Transformation Cafe. Good night.